The Hamburger, A History, by Joshua Zersky, read by Nicholas Williams, Yale University Press, New Haven and London. Introduction, Sizzle and Symbolism. Juicy broiled hamburgers with just the right touch of charcoal taste from the fire have become an American institution. So states the stentorian narrator of Beef Rings the Bell, a promotional film produced in 1960 by the Union Pacific Railroad. The UP had good reason to want to promote beef, but the tone of the film is telling. There is no apology, no exposition, no tendentious defense of beef or beef eating. Beef Rings the Bell simply assumes that its audience loves beef, and the hamburger's primacy as the American beef meal par excellence is taken for granted. Even the process of broiling the hamburgers is fun and promotes friendship and good fellowship. It's easy to laugh at the film's booming, hollow narration, which seems to embody every cliched convention of Cold War propaganda, with its paternal pomposity and tossed-off nostrums about the American way of life. And yet it's true. Though today we would not put it so baldly, hamburger, Beef Rings the Bell understands, isn't just a sandwich. It is a social nexus. Even before the hamburger became a universal signifier of imperialism abroad and unwholesomeness at home, it had a special semiotic power, a quality not shared even by other great American sandwiches like the hot dog, the patty melt, the dagwood, the Reuben, the po' boy, or even such totemic standards as fried chicken and apple pie. At the end of the day, nothing says America like a hamburger. But just what is the content of this beefy, juicy, bun-bound message? What do Americans...